Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Another day in the neighborhood. Woo!
And today we are talking about truth and consciousness. So in the U.S., we have freedom of speech, where we're allowed to speak our truth, and yet it's very subjective. And from the perspective of consciousness, well, what is truth? What is freedom? So join us in Heart Space, a.k.a. Unified Consciousness, where we will tackle these issues and more.
And today we've got our live show calling. You can still do that at 1-888-627-6008 if you want to join in the conversation. Or we're finding lots of people are trancing out, so that's just as positive too. A lot of people apparently are listening to us before they go to bed and just going out on the vibe, which is a compliment to us. So good stuff.
All right, we have a few things to get out of the way here, and then we can launch into our topic and launch into having folks call us in. So the first thing is to let you know that my website is joan-newcomb.com, and I have a bunch of meetups coming up. I have a meetup happening this weekend, a Conscious Conversations meetup in Tacoma. That's on Saturday, October 3rd at the Wheelock Library at 3:45. And then the next week, Saturday, October 10th, I am doing the same meetup in Lacey, which is near Olympia, and that's at 1 o'clock. And then Jan and I are doing a workshop at Crystal Voyage. We're going to be doing a consciousness technologies or consciousness techniques workshop at Crystal Voyage, and that's on Sunday, October 18th at 1:30.
And that's in Tacoma, yes. Washington, right?
Crystal Voyage in Tacoma, and actually there's a special deal. If you you will save money if you sign up in advance. And then the last thing is I have another meetup in Seattle, Consciousness Conversations in Seattle on October 25th. And so you can find out all of those things on my website, joan-newcomb.com. And Janet, you've got a meetup and you've got something else coming up in Los Angeles as well.
Yeah, we have the weekly meetup, Conscious Conversations, here on Tuesday evenings. And you can find out all about it at meetup.com or on my website. I presume it's, I have no idea. And, but, or you can call in and find out more at janetb@janetandbeyond.com on my email. And then we've got, it looks like I'm scheduled to go to November 22nd to the Los Angeles area and present at a seminar there all about humanity supporting the planet. And I don't have all those facts and figures yet, but we've just been talking. So I'm available to see clients and whomever. So you can contact me at my website. Well, at my email is best, janetb@janetandbeyond.com, and find out more if you want. So, yeah, we got lots of things going on. It's going to be a nice fall here, I think.
Yes, lots of fun. And yeah, again, if you're in the Portland area and you want to participate in Janet's meetup, you can also go to meetup.com and look up Conscious Conversations with Janet and find it there. Because, and I also just want to put an extra plug in for our workshop together in Tacoma, because it is going to be a lot of fun. And if you haven't met Janet in person, you really need to, because it will knock you on your ass. So I think you're okay to say that.
Oh, back to you, Joan. Oh, how sweet. Back to you. Well, now that I'm 61 and old and ageless, you know, I'm more impressive. Yeah, I think so.
Right. We're just going to be, you know, the Yoda and Joan Kenobi.
think so. That's great. And for those of you that are not local to us, you can always join us on our free conference call. And do we have the date at hand when that next one is, Joan?
Yes, it is October 15th. So that is Thursday, October 15th at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can find that on my website, or you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com to register for that, and we'll send you the conference number and the access code.
Because there is just wonderful things happening on these events. And any of these events are designed to drop you, access you into a state of heart, unified consciousness, you getting in touch with yourself. And I've had a lot of clients lately going, oh, I can't make this. And I'm like, okay, do the radio show. That'll give you a good hook into what we're talking about. Do the free conference call. Go to meetups. There's lots of different ways. And if you're not local to us, don't allow that to limit you. That means you just get to connect in the field in a different way. And there is no time or space or distance with what Joan and I do. So, you know, you're there with us, and just let's get creative and see how we can all meet someplace in the middle. So
yes. Yes. And if you want to connect with us more, the show is on Facebook. Go find us at Conscious with Joan and Janet on Facebook and join the group and join the fun. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. I have a lot of interesting things that I tweet. And subscribe to us on YouTube. The show is on YouTube, so you can find our archives there as well as on BBS Radio.
Is most of our whole year there, Joan?
Actually, I think we're still getting our original 13 shows from way back when, but okay. I think our BBS is up to date.
So you can really have a marathon, people. There's no reason why you have to feel...
Get out the popcorn, don't get out of bed. Just like... We have someone who loves to listen to us as she's falling asleep at night, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I heard great stuff this week. People, I'm like, did you ever think, are you listening to the show? Oh, yeah, I catch it all the time. I said, do you ever call? You haven't called in. Oh, well, you know, I really got to be honest, Janet. I listen to it before I go to bed, and it just takes me out.
Right. It can be a blissful. Speaking of blissful experiences, we're about to drop into heart space, and we will be talking all about truth and consciousness and other interesting things. We have a caller on the line, and we will bring her on. We'll bring her on right after the commercial break. And if anybody else would like to join us, you can call us live at 888-627-6008. And just to let you know, that is to call in to talk to us, not to listen, but to call in to talk to us. 888-627-6008. And I think what we'll do is we will slide on out to a commercial break, and stay tuned, because we'll talk about truth and consequences in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, and I'm along here with Janet, and I corrected my script. It says we are talking about truth and consciousness.
I think that's so funny, because I've had to catch myself not saying that myself, but that's good. All right. We have a listener on the line.
Yes, we have Diane. Do we want to bring her on and then all three go into heart space?
Sure. Yeah, let's find out what's on her plate today, and then we can all join in. Sure, no problem.
All right. Come on, Diane. You're live on the air.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I have no questions at this point. I was just curious about your topic and what you mean by truth, so I'd like to just listen to you chat for a while and maybe add something later.
Actually, that's awesome. That's awesome. And the way that you put it is, what do we mean by truth?
Right, right. That's an interesting word, because when you look up the definition of it, it's the quality or state of being true. So what's true? You know, so it's that it says that which is a true or in accordance with fact or reality. And what's fact or reality? Those are they're all very kind of, you know, what are we talking about here? I was always a person who truth was this solid thing that you could count on, and it was something you built around. And then as I've done this work, I've realized for myself, I don't know how Joan feels about it, that truth is elusive, and it's just in the moment. And what might be truthful feels that connection to me in one moment might be different in the next. So it has a lot of fluidity now, and it's not this rock solid. How about for you, Joan? What do you notice it as?
Yes, well, since I have been more and more attuned to seeing life as consciousness, I'm more aware that this world is really an illusion. It is a hologram that you can, you know, you can create any circumstance, and so nothing you're really seeing is true. And we all have, and at the same time, everybody's truth is valid because they're all creating their reality in their own unique way.
Right.
So, truth is really a debatable thing.
I think so, because that's another thing they list. A fact or belief as accepted is true. So I guess I didn't look at to see really what they mean by true. But I think it's all, you know, if you have a car accident and 10 people are looking at what happened, it's all true to them. Something happened, but because of their experiences, their biases, their mindsets, what really happened in each of their perspectives might be a little different. There might be a nut that says, okay, this hit this at this time and that time. But even that might be subjective due to where you are in that moment. So truth is an interesting thing, I think, definitely. So shall we play? Shall we get into space? All right, everybody. Let's see what we got today. So just take a moment. And, well, maybe take a couple moments. And just allow yourself, oh boy, there's a lot of head tension today, everybody. So just roll your head around. And wherever time, space that you're listening in on us, just allow yourself to put that day over there. And just shoulders up, shoulders down. Just allow yourself to be present with us. Okay. So, and just bring your awareness to your heart. It's a nice location. It's central to the body. And give it thanks. And then just go beyond. The field of the heart is that those concentric circles working. And so in this next layer, just notice your emotional terrain. Just let that be there. Whatever you notice, if you see something or feel something, or it's little mice running in place, whatever it is, just notice that as an emotional context, a color. And then go beyond that, out further, into the core, the essence of all, where you and I meet as one. As potential, as information, unified consciousness, individuals having a collective experience. And just notice that. Now, what we did last night in group is people said, oh, Janet, it's really easy when we sit with you. And I'm like, well, it's just as easy to do it at home. And they're like, no. And I said, no, just a minute. And so what we did is we dropped into this space. And then I said, well, come back out and think about your laundry. And now go back down.
Oh, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, go back to your laundry. Go back to say, you just really have to work it, because I think right. this is something Joan and I, we do all the time, right? We don't hold ourselves separate. It's not about process anymore. It's just about a willingness to engage it. And we're always there. And if you start from that place, that you're always in heart space and all you're doing is bringing your awareness to it in the moment, makes it much easier than having to go find it somewhere.
You know, so. That's actually, I'm not always in heart space.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A big confession.
Sure.
But part of my original training was as a psychic, so I would go in and out of trance. And I would deliberately come back out to, so I wasn't walking around in trance all day, because really, believe me, I've done that, and it's a crazy thing to do. But, yeah. but you know, so you're much more fluid. As a healer, you move in and out of that space, and any moment can become a healing session with you.
Mm.
Whether we're paying for it or not. So,
but I think it's just a lifestyle. See, I don't even register it that way. It's just when I'm at the grocery store, I look to be present with people. When I'm doing my taxes, I look to be present. And it takes a lot to be present there. But I mean, you know, it's not something I save for special occasions, or it's like, no, I want to be present and be open to what's possible. I think this is another good thing to mention is, you know, my husband and I are very different people, but we have this wonderful relationship, right? And I always see stuff everywhere, and I'm always poking at him. Tom, look, you know, we'll be driving or something. He's always got his head in the GPS or whatever it is, and he always misses. He always misses, I think, you see, I feel, that he's missed this wonder that I saw and commented on in the moment. And I realized it's our different values and how much we allow for the opportunity for something different to show up. And how much, oh, I see potential. I look to experience it around me that way. And other people, their focus has changed. You know, you got to gear up, gear out, gear down, whatever it is. And yeah, I have a little more fluid sense, I suppose, than a lot of people. But don't hold it against me. And it's something to emulate. So there you go.
Yeah.
So what do you notice, Miss Joan?
Can't we drop into heart space yet?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me get out of my analyzer. Okay.
See, because that'll do it, right?
Yes.
Go think about something, and that's what I said. Think about your laundry, and there you went. All right.
Right.
So
I went to my laundry instead of where I was. Down in the creepy basement with spiders.
Yeah, sorting your blues and your whites out. So, okay, everybody. And that's why this show is of the nature that you can be driving. You can be doing something else. And there's still that part of you that's paying attention. And you don't have to be taken out of your sense of your daily life. It's not that at all. So just notice. Allow yourself to go back to that place. That's great practice to just say, oh, there it is. And I don't just use heart space as something to help others with. It's just, no, that's where I just feel better. I'm not always great at it, I have to admit. I'd be the first to admit. Some days you have to really work at it, and some days you go, oh gosh, I was really a pissy little person today. Well, you know, there you go. What can I say? All right. Now what are you noticing, Miss Joan?
Well, what I'm noticing is the difference in shifting in and out of heart space. And to me, that's also like shifting in and out of conscious awareness. Mm-hmm. And I make the conscious choice to operate as consciousness or be in consciousness. And that moves me to a different space of awareness. And then I think about as I'm walking along, as soon as I'm thinking, I'm probably out of consciousness again. But, you know, if only I were someone like Byron Katie or Eckhart Tolle, and they're just in that all the time. you know? And Janet, you're kind of like that. You're in that all the time. What would it be like to be you guys? You know?
I don't know. I
I don't know. I just am me. Well, see, the other thing I remember thinking about this with Eckhart Tolle, I'm going, poor, you know, I bet he must be a real pain in the ass to be in a relationship with. Because, he's always in the present moment. And then I read an account. His part long term partner is, her name is Kim. I've forgotten her last name now. And she was talking about going through the recycle with him because they live in Vancouver, BC, and you know they have recycling like you know Tacoma has and Portland has, Seattle has, and you know she likes to just go and get it done. Well, he is in the present moment with everything. So you go down to do the recycling together, and he is looking at each piece before he puts it away. Because to him, there is no time or space. There's just the now.
Yeah, right. You know, you take it to the degree that you want or the skill set you have with it, and you hope it's... Yeah, because I'm getting pretty good about not doing much, so...
Well, you know, and there is definitely something to that because when you're in the present moment and when you're in consciousness like this, when we're in heart space like this, it feels very effortless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
it does.
You know, and so, and things do just flow and things fall into place. Yeah. Synchronicity happens, the serendipity happens, whatever the difference of those two words are.
Yeah, right.
You know, And really, that's the delight of being in heart space. You know, you're going with the flow. You're not pushing the river.
Yeah. What if you didn't push the river, people? So how does that play into the idea of truth and consciousness? Kind of established that I think it's really important that logic left brain builds structure. It's true or it's not true. And then you get into that right brain that goes, really? And when you do consciousness work, you're shifting from that linear world where the setup where A and B equals C, and you need that in order to build something that stands, you know, firm, as opposed to something that's in a holographic nonlinear relationship world, and all of a sudden it's fuzzy, and we call it fuzzy photons because things are in motion and you're capturing the sense of potential in what seems hard, strict, or stuck and rigid. So in living the world that way, truth all of a sudden, it still has its sense, but you know, for me, justice was really important, and it is for a lot of people, and there's nothing wrong with that. The challenge is everybody's got a sense of justice and their truth, and then you have combatant rams, hitting each other, and that's not really helpful, is it? So there's truth everywhere, and, you know, it's kind of a fluidy thing anymore in my world. So.
Yeah, so what just struck me when I was talking about pushing the river is it reminded me of when I was back east and I was taking care of my mother. And my mother had Alzheimer's, so I went back and I was going to fight Alzheimer's. And, you know, I have done miraculous things, so I was going to reverse the flow of Alzheimer's. And I was totally, you know, I was totally caught up in fighting the Alzheimer's. And then she came down with cancer, so it's like I was fighting the cancer. And there was a turning point where I had to surrender to what was going on. And the feeling was is that I had been trying to stop the river with outstretched hands. And when I look at that now, it's like from consciousness, there is no good or bad about Alzheimer's. There's no good or bad about cancer. There's no good or bad about dying because there's no time or space. And as consciousness, this lifetime is just the blink of an eye. And, people get out of swim time, get out of the pool when their swim time is over, so to speak. And, you know, so that, for me, is the difference between operating from consciousness and then operating from my body personality level, which was trying to stop things and trying to change and manipulate what is.
Yeah, what if that is the cosmic? And then I think you have different layers of truth, you know. You have the cosmic truth that, here we go, a state of consciousness and the truth and the quiet and the stillness of the heart, and that everything is what you make it, and just let go of it. And, well, if I let go of it, then something happens. And the truth is, just let go of it. And that is the truth. So, and the quality or state of being true to oneself is what we're talking about. And you can only do that if you allow yourself to be, recognize yourself as consciousness. Because our self is really busy trying to figure it out, right? But we, and we want everyone to recognize themselves as consciousness, because you and I have experienced that power. And how being able to hear our authentic voices is revelatory, right? It's changed our lives. And it is something within all of us. And we do it lots of different ways. And we're just looking to provide that place on the air. I don't know any place where you get this. That place where you can hear your truth in the moment that you've buried, maybe. Mm-hmm. And that conscious conversation that comes from within, if you allow yourself to hear it. And I think maybe would be helpful if, I certainly, okay, everybody, here we go. So great. Just because you may not know what I'm talking about there, out there as a listener. What the hell do I know anyway? But I'm going to give it my best shot here. So just be in this state, continue in this state. And so when we say that you are consciousness, because that's a basic premise here, where do you have that awareness? So just allow yourself to be. And notice if you hold that awareness within you or if it's out around you somewhere. And we want to find your connection to it if it doesn't feel like that's a truth already in there. Maybe there's things in the way that keep you from understanding and experiencing that. So just notice. Remember, there's no judgment. There's only warmth, support. That's what grace is. Potential is in this field. So just notice if you were to some way concept, and if you're having trouble with concepting, so what? If you could, what would that be like to experience yourself as consciousness?
I have a game to play when we play.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. Okay, so just notice where it is around you and connect. See it, allow it to be something out there or in here, wherever it is, and connect. And let's see what happens, everybody. Whoa! Oh, that's felt that in my head. All right, there we go. And what would it be like to be able to appreciate and hear your truths? Okay, that's going to take us to a little deeper, different place. Okay, then go there. There we go. Yeah, there we go. What are you noticing, Joan?
I was noticing a lot of people in my sphere of awareness, but what popped into my head when you were talking and you were playing with people about noticing what they were noticing was a game that I used to play in my meditation classes with folks for them to both center in the body but also experience themselves as consciousness. So if people are willing to play along and you're not operating heavy machinery and driving, what I invite you to do is first just be aware of yourself being anchored in your body. That's like the lower part of your body. Just have an awareness in the lower part of your body as your anchor point in physical form. Suddenly I have a vision of those toys kids used to play with, Weebles that wobble but they don't fall down. So that kind of thing. And then, as consciousness, let yourself be, start with, well, you're in heart space. Okay. You feel what that's like. Notice what that's like. And then if your eyes are closed, open them up and notice the corner of the room. And place your awareness in the corner of the room. And notice what that's like.
Ooh, and that's nice and floaty, huh?
See the difference? And then come back in, and you, when you pop back in and pop back in to, you know, the center of your head behind your eyes, between your ears, just in the center part of your head. And notice what that space is like. And then pop back out to the same corner of the room or a different corner of the room. You can move around. And then come back in and center in the body wherever you want. If you'd like to be in the heart space, you can be there. If you want to be in your head, you can be there. I also play with people about being in their solar plexus because that's kind of your where your gut feelings and your center of your will is. And actually, nowadays, I have people let them have an awareness in all of those spots. So you can be, you know, as consciousness, you're capable. You can be in all those spaces all at once. And what that does is notice that when you're in the corner of the room, your body isn't in the corner of the room. So what part of you is in the corner of the room? No, isn't it? That's you as consciousness. Okay. So that was my two cents for the night. Sounds like we have a caller on the line. Do we want to bring Kim in from California? Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
I have a question for Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi. Okay, hi, Kim. All right.
Sure.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for today and yesterday.
You're welcome.
The amazing healing. I was thinking of, like, okay, after a stroke, one was like, how did you learn to be so good? But also, now in the new space, of getting back into the body after a stroke, but thank you. And, we got part of it's okay. After that, the manifesting is starting to happen. But how do you go forward then in the new space, which is probably where I am now in the new space, and it's still a little bit the out of body in body. But then, interestingly enough, was that Joan talking about going to the corner of the room and then seeing your body and coming back?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go forward and then thank you for what you were just incredible. Yes.
Oh, you're sweet, sweetie. So she has a very good point. Totally fits in, Joan. Kim has had a stroke a couple of years ago. And the reality of being in and being out of your body, and she was in a coma for four weeks. Mm-hmm. And we were really just exploring how that gave her body a chance to not have her mind involved. And how it was really a healing space for her. And if she had not chosen that route, she probably would have died, right? Yes. Because she had to get her thinking out of it. And we do have to go to those places. And so it's like she so in allowing that the body was safe, and we played with that today, that the body is the friend. And you, when you get in the medical traditions, you know, your body's not so user-friendly, and it doesn't feel so user-friendly. And for a lot of people that have more awareness of outside than being present in their body, and you did such a beautiful job of showing us what it's like to be in there and feel when we're not, kind of thing. It's like how important it is to love this receptacle that we are. And embrace it. And so the question of what do I do next is you just go to the voice within this field of the heart. And she's had a lot of heart conditions all her life. And so we're just reinforcing and supporting how to be present and take all the stress off of being present. Right? And some of us keep ourselves so busy to not notice that relationship we've established. So in how to be present and let go of those things that have been, that were her truths, okay, because there you go, these things that were her truths at one point and that no longer serve. She developed processes. We all do this. We have a certain adaptability, and we keep using it up, and our capacity can wear down. And at some point, the body says no more, and that's what she had. Her body went into a stroke. And she's now like a three-year-old in her recovery of what's going on for her. And I don't think I'm sharing anything that she wouldn't appreciate, you know, is fine with sharing. So there we are. So if we were all a three-year-old, what's your relationship to your body? What is your truth? Aww. Powerful stuff.
You love your body, yeah.
Huh?
You don't know not to. You love your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you don't know not to, you know. Oh, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Just love it. That's all you can do. Just be present and love it. And what comes out of that is the rest of this stuff, right? It's just working its way out. So we give ourselves the space to let that happen. We don't do any judgment on it. And, you know, and you and I were laughing about how we set this stuff up, right? And it's nothing any of us want to go through, but geez, we may certainly engineer it sometimes.
But, you know, better than dying, I guess. Yes.
Yeah, you know, what's her name? Oh, I just lost her name. Jill Bolte Taylor, and a lot of people have seen her TED Talks on.
Oh, right, on her brain.
And I read her book on My Stroke of Insight. So she was a brain scientist, and then she had this stroke. And basically, her left brain went offline for like 2 years. And, you know, so very much that same experience both of you described about the being like a three-year-old, which is just, or a two-year-old. It's like being, and that, I mean, she loved being in her right brain. She really didn't want to deal with the left brain again. And so it was fascinating to me because it was like the immenseness of consciousness is almost how I would describe it. Right. And, you know, so it's like, well, gosh, if we could all do that, you know, and she, you know, everyone was feeling sorry for her, but she was having the great old time sitting there drooling. I mean, she was, you know, because that was bliss. And I secretly suspect that maybe Eckhart Tolle and Byron Katie also had strokes, because, I mean, he spent 2 years sitting on park benches just marveling at being in the present moment. You have to kind of get rid of your left brain in order to, you know, to realize that truth.
Yeah. Well, she did. Yeah. You did a fine job of it, Kim.
Also lost my memory too.
So,
and we had the manifesting actually happened. I wanted to thank you for
this afternoon.
Yeah. Thank God.
I'm laughing at the sheer bliss of that, right? I mean,
yeah. Told you. Oh, what a concept. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Yes, well, good. Is. Let's talk tomorrow. Give me a call tomorrow. We'll catch up. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Uh-huh. Wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah.
So that's great. So just let folks know that the phone lines are open if you want to come and participate in the conversation. We have a few minutes left to do that. And the number to call if you would like to talk to us live is 888-627-6008. If we have no one calling in right at this moment, Jana, I have a little project for us to do in the 2 minutes before we go to commercial break.
Oh, okay. What do we get?
Well, I was aware, you know, I mentioned my experience with my mother, and and I was aware of my little brother, who is still strongly affected by the loss of both our parents in 2013. Mm-hmm. And when I tuned into him, it really is as if, you know, it's still 2013.
Wow.
And I'm not really neutral about this. So I thought I would pass it on to you, Super Healer. And see what you can do.
Okay, everybody. So just notice. And do we need to mention your brother's name? Just his first name?
Sure, it's Matthew or Matt. Matt is how everybody knows him. But
okay,
I know him.
So Joan's brother Matthew, just allow yourself in this state to notice. And notice whatever you notice. And that noticing means you have a feeling, you hear something, you become aware of something, you just know something without reasoning why. You smell something. Any of those senses can be firing. Or you notice the bird crossing the window. All that is information. So just what would it be like? And he's probably, and I don't mean to reduce him down to anything other than a common experience we all have. Yeah. How do we shift in our grief? And grief is appropriate, and then it becomes grief, right? It's no longer in balance with all those different experiences and emotions that we have. So, and as Joan was mentioning, she can feel that pull within herself because it's her brother and her mother. So let's just notice in that what happens when we all can hold. And remember, there's no time or space. So whenever you're listening to this, you're just as much a part of it as we are right now creating. So what if we could just feel the support and grace, non-judgment? Because I think a lot of times we hang on emotionally because our stuff is not resolved. Mm. Right? It's our regrets, our denial, our. It's all about us. And it's really not about the individual anymore. So just notice. And there feels like a lot of grief that's not been expressed. And so what if it could be expressed? And that doesn't mean it has to be a crying jag for the next 24 hours. That just means that we acknowledge the energy present and allow it to be recognized, and then it can be different. Because it's just stored energy. Because in this work, it's really not like therapy. okay? We don't need it to be that. We don't even need the story. We can just recognize there's some kind of a impression that we're left with. And in our awareness, and it might tag into your awareness of your own, perhaps, grief. We can call it that, but we don't want to be attached to it that way. Just notice.
And we're going to hold that space, and Janet's going to keep doing some work, but we have to go to a commercial break. So you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we're going to commercial break, and we'll be right back talking about truth and consciousness.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm Joan, and I'm here with Janet, and we have been talking about truth and consciousness, and we were actually in the middle of a, I don't know if it's a healing session or energy session, or we were doing something on level of consciousness for my little brother.
Right. Okay. So what do people notice? If you surround it with no agenda, and you just allow it and add potential to it, what could this be? And when I do that, because I think there's a lot of story there, Joan, it feels
yes,
like.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what I am noticing, what if it was doves? Release it as doves. Whoa. Okay, there. That really, yeah. It's not we want to deny what is there, right? We're looking, because it's information, and it's real to that person who's having that experience. But we want to see how we can make it useful, and it's energy. So let's just see if we can re-encode it, that pattern, into something else. And when I'm not attached to it, I can just all of a sudden see doves flying. So let's just release doves.
That's great.
And yeah, and for all of you that have something for that personal, you could feel in a truth that was personal to you, just allow it to be doves if that seems appropriate, or a crow or a magpie or whatever comes to mind for you.
I'll tell you, Janet, so what Janet just did was something pretty remarkable, and that is a very unique thing that I notice myself when I am doing energy sessions now, and we're doing matrix or whatever the energy that we're doing, is that you take, instead of solidifying it into a diagnosis or solidifying it into, you know, it's depression or it's grief, whatever, you know, or the entangled, you know, in this case, this the entangled story, you know, you gave it something completely different, and it was able to be released and transformed. And that's what I find myself when I go into doing sessions with people, that I have to hold a bigger awareness. It's like having a beginner's mind when you're coming to it, because if you focus on it as the diagnosis or whatever, that solidifies it. But when you want to transform it, you see it as something else.
Well, if you see it free of the story, the personal, and it's just information, then it's like, oh, okay, there's no attachment to what that might reveal in itself, and it's just information, and oh, isn't that fascinating? And that's the approach I take with it anyway. And so it's not, because you could feel there was obviously a lot of stuff there, everybody, right? We all felt that. And we're not going to move that, and we're not going to get into it, and we're not going to do a lot of things with it, because then we're just all in the murky of it. So that sense of being bigger, allowing, recognizing it as that, and then saying, oh, okay, well, what else? Oh, there we go. And then it starts to release itself. And that, I think that's the key, how we use our language and what's the state of reality we're in when we're using the language, and what is your truth in the moment.
Well, you know, what this reminds me of is how I used to really, you know, I created a lot of my own misery. And I would walk
Yay,
around.
Yay, Joan!
I would tell, like the rest of us. I would tell these stories, and it, you know, I went through an experience of death. It's like 13 years ago now, and it was really, you know, I did not want to continue existing. It was so painful, and so a couple of realizations I had was, one, from the perspective of spirit or consciousness, we are all connected. So there is no loss, because as consciousness, we're all still connected. And from perspective of consciousness, you know, this is just a reality to play in. It's like jumping into the swimming pool. And, you know, swim time was over for this person, but I still have another half hour of swim time, so I'm going to enjoy myself. And then the bigger thing that I realized is that I had been walking around or whatever, and I would have a narration going on in my head of all the terrible things that had happened. You know, and I was, so I had to really literally grab myself by the ears and change the story. And you can do that by questioning that thought. You can do that by being in the present moment. You can be doing that by just saying the good things that are going on, gratitude, or, you know, happy thoughts. Think of happy little thoughts. And the thing is that after doing that for a couple of weeks, I found myself lifted out of a depression that I had been in for years. And I was not even aware. And at times I was suicidally depressed, but I was not aware of how much that was on my shoulders. So I literally changed my brain chemistry doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I invite other people who are struggling with that to, one is to match what Janet was doing there, because that was a massive healing for everybody who's listening, massive transformation. And you can also just sort of notice what is different, because then you're redirecting yourself to a lighter, brighter way of being.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be, and it, you know, to be quite honest, it never is what we think it is.
Reality is not what we think it is.
Totally. So everyone, just notice, please, it's time to come back. And so whatever this awareness is, it's there. It's real. It's true. You could trust it if you want. And allow it to be present always, whether you're in awareness or out of awareness with it. Just start to change your rule sets about how you experience life and what you're doing with it. And just start to come back to that emotional terrain. Oh, I see butterflies. Okay, that's a lot happier. Okay, that's funny. All right, so just allow for the butterflies. It looks like the monarch season going. Okay, there you go. And then just come back to heart. Now, there's been so much expansion. I feel a tightness, constriction as I come back to heart. Okay, everyone. So just allow it to soften. You have really expanded heart space. That was so marvelous. Okay, so just relax. There's the breath. You're okay. There you go. There you go. And just let yourself be present. We're really getting out of the process of accessing art here. Okay, so just allow yourself to be present. You don't have to go up, you don't have to go down. Just be present. There you go. Yeah, there's a lot of shoulder ache. People are carrying a lot on their shoulders, it feels like, Joan. So just let it go. And how are we doing for time here?
We're sliding into home. But I want to let people know that you can carry this with you out into the rest of your day and into your week. And you may notice a ripple effect of change from what went on today. And I invite you to listen to this again in the archives, because this is a very potent show today.
And it is making a difference. The question is whether you notice it or not in those ripples of it. And so we're just going to say that it is, and you might notice it out of the corner of your eye or when you're talking to your child or whatever. Just allow yourself to notice this, and don't allow yourself to lose it overnight. A lot of things happen when we change from conscious reality to unconscious reality, which is what sleep is about. A lot of people are in great states, and then they wake up and they feel very different. So we're just going to allow this to keep rippling out through the unconscious. And notice how you are when you wake up. And then be sure and join us on one of our little ways you can get a hold of us, whether it's by email or by our websites. I'm Janet B. at Janet and Beyond is the website. No. That's all confused today, Joan.
Okay, so okay. Janet's website is janetandbeyond.com, and mine is joan-newcomb.com. And you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And thank you so very much, everyone. That was a wonderful moment.
All right. Stay tuned next week. Same time, same channels.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.